Live from the middle of America in the middle of the freaking night. Welcome aboard. This is the Midnight Rider. On Thursday night, October the 4th, 2007, we've got a guest scheduled tonight. His name is Josh Reeves. We're going to talk about the Council on National Policy. That's what we've got planned at this point. But news is broken. If you're just joining us on the Republic Broadcasting Network, that Ed and Elaine Brown have been arrested and are now in the custody of federal marshals, ending a siege of at least 8 months. I think actually we're going on the 9th month, and they were in their home in Plainfield, New Hampshire. According to the media reports that are coming out from the AP and a couple of local newspapers, is that this occurred without incident, which raises a number of questions. And we'll talk about that a little bit. We're trying to get in touch with some other people to get their thoughts about, you know, what has happened tonight. I would love to hear your thoughts as well. We're going to open up our phone lines here in just a bit. The number, if you need to write it down, is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And this hit, they were arrested around 7:45 this evening Eastern Time, which would have been about 6:45 here in the central part of the country. And so details of how the Browns were taken into custody, according to this article, have not been released. The Browns could now face more federal charges following the standoff. And there is a press conference scheduled for tomorrow in Concord, New Hampshire. And so we'll be looking at that. We're gonna bring Lee Rogers on here in just a minute. And just kind of see where this goes. Lee is in New Hampshire and will provide us with some information about what's occurred. Matter of fact, let's go ahead and bring Lee on now. Lee, how are you this evening?
Good, Mike. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. Kind of shocked here.
Yeah, this news kind of surprised me. It came out of the blue, and I got this article from tomorrow's Manchester Union Leader. It's the biggest newspaper in New Hampshire, and it says in big bold letters at the top, "Browns in custody." And the whole situation with the fact that they didn't surrender, that the standoff ended peacefully, it just leads me to believe that there was somebody on the inside that was feeding the feds information. And not only that, but there were a couple arrests of supposed Brown supporters in a short while ago, so I'm not sure if maybe they gave the Fed some information or there was somebody on the inside, but there had been something along those lines because, I mean, I just don't see how it would have ended this way unless that was the case.
Yeah, it certainly seems, suspicious to me as well, you know, in how all of this occurred. But you've got the article there. We're about to bump on to the first break, so what we'll do is we'll take a break, Lee, and we'll come back. And you've got the article there. I'll just let you read the article since it's probably a little more in depth than is it wire copy or is it an article by one of the staff writers there?
No, it's an article by the staff writers. I don't think it's good. On their website yet.
Okay, all right. So we're gonna grab a break. We'll come back and we'll talk about this some more. If you're just joining us, Ed and Elaine Brown have been arrested at their home in Plainfield, New Hampshire. Been a hell of a lot easier just to have shown them the law. Back in just a minute. This is the Midnight Rider. You're listening to us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. it's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special. Call and ask about the free shipping offer until October 15th, 2007, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com.
Midnight Rider here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Kind of a sad evening and a shocking evening in the fact that Ed and Lane Brown are in custody. I am glad nobody was hurt. At least that's what we're being told at this time. We're being joined by Lee Rogers, who is in New Hampshire. And Lee, you've got a copy of tomorrow's Union Leader. And the Union Leader, for folks not familiar with it, is the biggest newspaper in New Hampshire. Why don't you read the article for us and kind of go through it for us?
Sure. Actually, they just put the article up online on their website, and I just reposted it on roguegovernment.com if anyone wants to check it out. Or you can go to unionleader.com, and it's right there. But, yeah, I'll read the article. It says here, Brown's in custody, and it goes on to say, tax protesters Ed and Lane Brown were taken to custody without incident at their home in Plainfield about 7:45 p.m. last night, according to the U.S. Marshal for New Hampshire. The two were taken to custody by a team of deputy marshals, Monier said. That's Stephen Monier. That's the marshal there. In a written statement, he said, marshals moved forward with an operation that promised the safest possible outcome, but did not provide details. The two did not surrender, he said. A news briefing is scheduled for 10 a.m. today at the U.S. District Courthouse in Concord. I am very pleased that in this case our patient, methodical approach worked. No one was injured, and the community remained safe throughout the operation, he said. Monier noted the two have already been sentenced and will be turned over to the U.S. Bureau of Prisons. He was uncertain where they would have spent last night, but said it would not have been in a county jail. The Browns, he is 65 and she is 66, were sentenced to 63 months in prison April 24th after a jury found them guilty in January of federal tax crimes, including avoiding paying taxes on $1.9 million that Lane Brown, a dentist, earned between 1996 and 2003. And, yeah, it pretty much just goes on to talk about the whole history behind it. I don't think we really need to get into that. But
no.
But, yeah, that's pretty much the whole deal. They're going to press conference at 10 in the morning. They're going to hopefully provide more details as to what actually went down.
Yeah, and hopefully the I'm hoping the one of the local TVs will carry it live so we can see it, but I seriously doubt it. You go back to this, you have to sit and wonder how this all occurred. I mean, and you mentioned it, that, you know, somebody had to be in that house. I would think, you know, with Ed, you know, Ed for months, you know, in the pictures that he's, you know, been taken of him, always had a pistol in his belt. And I mean, the circumstances that this happened, you know, really in my mind are certainly suspicious.
Oh yeah, no question. I mean, what I'm kind of thinking is that the whole thing with the chopper flying over the concert, when they had that concert, I mean, I was up there for that. I think that was kind of for show, and same thing with that whole botched police state operation or whatever they did up there with all the guys in camouflage going up there and trying to raid the house. I kind of get the feeling that all that was for show, and it was just a way to harass them and kind of misdirect them to what the real plan was, because it really looks like that they had an informant on the inside that that sold them out. I mean, I just don't know of any explanation that would have caused this whole thing to end the way it did. I just don't.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just totally shocked in how all this occurred, and you know, because when these four had gotten arrested, and the it was either Monier or Monier, depending on, I mean, Monier, I've heard it pronounced about 15 different ways, that he had said that they had been given vital information by different people, by those in custody. And I'm sitting here wondering how much information they were able to glean. Is that the information that they needed to get into the house, or was there indeed somebody there and a set of circumstances occurred inside the house where they had no opportunity but to give themselves up or to be taken into custody?
Right. It's got to be one of those things. I mean, it's really difficult to say exactly what may have happened, but, I mean, you could have had somebody on the inside that they trusted, and then when the time was right, they called in the feds, and they came in and just surprised them. That's the only thing I can think of.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's just speculation at this point. We'll obviously know a lot more when they have the press conference and as more news reports come out.
Yeah, but I guess, you know, according to Monier, says they began serving their 63-month federal prison term, so I guess they probably have been, you know, I don't know this for certain, but they may have been taken to a prison directly tonight.
Well, yeah, it says that they were turned over to the U.S. Bureau of Prisons, so that would be a likely possibility.
Do you know offhand what in the sentencing from that was handed down by Judge McAuliffe, where they were going to be serving their time at during the sentencing phase of that trial? Do you know that offhand?
Oh, geez. Yeah, I'm not 100% sure. I'd have to look that one up. I wish I could tell you offhand, but I really am not sure.
Yeah, well, of course they're going to separate them. Of course they're going to separate them. You don't have co-ed bunks at the prison.
No,
I'm sorry.
I mean, they're not
gonna... No. But it... yeah, this is indeed shocking. Anything else you can add, Adley?
Well, I mean, pretty much, this is just a big surprise. I mean, this just kind of came out of nowhere. I mean, but before, with all these different incidents that occurred up there, I mean, there was all sorts of crazy stuff happening with, like, choppers flying over low and marshals, special forces marshals sneaking around the woods and all these weird different incidents. And for this to end like it did, I think it's going to surprise a lot of people, because I know I'm surprised. I figured this is going to end in some sort of crazy situation like Waco or Ruby Ridge, but, you know, I am glad that ended peacefully, because I'm glad nobody got hurt. And, you know, I mean, human life is precious, and the fact nobody got hurt is overall a good thing, despite with all the politics and everything involved with it.
Yeah, I do agree, you know, from that fact, you know, but at their age, you know, a 5-year sentence term might as well be a death sentence.
That's true.
And that's a sad thing. Lee, I know it's late for you, that you've been up quite a while, and I appreciate you calling in and providing the information you provided us with tonight.
Sure, no problem, Mike. Thanks for having me on.
Certainly, and I look forward to having you on tomorrow night.
Sounds good, Mike.
All right, have a good one. That's Lee Rogers of RogueGovernment.com. He's got the articles up at his website as well if you want to go over and take a look at them. I'm looking at two or three different sites here. It's basically the same information. There's no new information that seems to be coming out at this point in time. And so we're going to try to, you know, keep an eye on things and try to find out where, you know, where they're at in regards to, you know, where they've been taken. And folks, you know, we'll bring Josh Reeves on in here in just a bit and go with our regular programming. But I'd like to, what do you think? What are your feelings about this tonight? 800-313-9443, if you'd like to talk about this for a bit. 800-313-9443. I've interviewed him personally on a couple of occasions. I've talked with him off the air a couple of times. And it's certainly sad because I mean you talk to him, we talked about things other than just this issue and them being holed up in the house. We talked about plans and dreams and that kind of stuff, that, you know, things that they wanted to do. And the last time I talked to Elaine, I asked how she was doing. She said she was doing fine, but that she wanted to go shopping. And the fact that here they are arrested when there's been major victories in these tax cases, like in the case of Tommy Cryer, this case out in Vegas that happened here, what, back on the 17th of last month. Big, huge victories where, especially the case out in Vegas, 161 charges and no guilty verdicts. Well, none whatsoever. Which is absolutely incredible. But I'd love to hear your thoughts. 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And you've got something to say here, Kimberly?
Well, I do. I mean, I've got a lot of thoughts about this.
Yes.
But here's the deal. If there was somebody in the house as a plant, you're not going to know it. Unless you talk or someone talks to Ed or Elaine Brown,
right,
which is going to be impossible for a while.
Yeah.
So, you know, the government's not going to give up their plant. If they've got one or if they've got five that were coming in and out of there, those guys are going to stay out of the media. Their names are going to stay out of the media, and what they look like is going to stay out of the media.
Right.
So, you know, you'll never know. Unless somebody talks to the people that were in the house.
Yeah, and I don't know. And I don't know if there was anybody at the house tonight. That's information we don't know.
If there was, and if it was a government person, you will never know.
Right.
Unless you talk to Ed or Elaine Brown, which is going to be virtually impossible to get a hold of them.
Yeah, at least, I doubt I'll be able to. I mean, they'll be able to get visits at some point in time.
Well, sure, by certain people,
yeah.
But you've got to follow the whole rules and be approved. And,
yeah.
You know, and no big name Patriot people are going to be approved.
Oh, well, we'll see.
You'll see.
Mark,
just mark my word.
Mark in Ohio, welcome to the program.
Hi. Hey, thank you. This whole thing is sad. I'm going to see. It'll be kind of interesting to see now what the Patriots do, because, you know, you hear these stories about the beast got them and all this stuff, and everybody just sits back in a rocking chair. So I'd be kind of curious to see what's going to take place.
Yeah, you know, because I know that in the last incident where the four were arrested, I know there was a lot of activity, you know, with the militias. I know Cornkey, and then we're trying to get some people mobilized and that type of stuff. But how far that went, I don't know. And I do know there's a number of people, Mark, in this country that are spoiling for a fight. And do I want that you see something like that happen? Certainly not. But hold right there. We'll come back and talk
sure.
more about it on the other side of the break. If you'd like to join us, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. This is the Midnight Rider. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com.
or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
On the Republic Broadcasting Network, we're talking with Mark in Ohio. Yeah, you know, all of this, you know, I know that there has been a number of people who've just wanted a provocation to do something, and I don't think that's the way to do it, because that's exactly what they want us to do.
Well, you know what, just a word of wisdom to if there was a Judas or Judases involved. You know, we all know when Judas hung himself, his entrails fell out, which is his gut, so somebody's slitting from stem to stern to keep his mouth shut.
Oh, yeah.
And I would advise this person or persons, if they did turn into a Judas, they better sleep with one eyeball open, because they're liable to find them dying of natural causes. Because you know as well as I do, the enemy, which is this rogue regime that was called a government at one time, they don't care. They really don't. If anybody's into bloodlust, they are.
Right.
I mean, they have a written history of it. Anybody can look it up, library, computer, whatever. I mean, this thing is just so documented, they've gotten so brazen. They don't care. They really don't.
No, they don't. They don't care whatsoever.
No, so if anything comes out of this where they're going to fight, too bad. They should have thought about it.
Yeah.
That's the way I see it. Because there's too much of this going on. And I had the strongest thought, because I've been in prayer for the last 2 days for the Browns, that something was going to happen before that big event took place. What is it, Saturday?
Mm-hmm. And things had gotten awfully quiet.
Yes, very quiet. And there for a while, I was, because people call here and want to know what's going on, so I sent them, you know, the web information so they can follow it themselves, but I told him something's up. Something's going to happen. And sure enough, here we sit.
Yeah, most definitely. Mark, I appreciate the call.
Okay, I appreciate your time. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. You have a good night. All right, I've got the audio clip for you here This is the video from the news at WMUR-TV in Concord, New Hampshire, Channel 9. This is from their 10 o'clock newscast, or 11 o'clock newscast up there. I believe we're going to play it for you now.
Gene?
Tom, the U.S. Marshals Service tells us that Ed and Elaine Brown were captured on their Plainfield property about 7:45 tonight. It was by a team of deputy U.S. Marshals. We're also told they were taken without incident. Ed and Elaine Brown had been in a standoff with authorities for about 6 months now, following their sentencing on April 24th for tax evasion charges. They were sentenced to 63 months in prison and ordered to pay hundreds of thousands of dollars in taxes. But Ed Brown remained in the home following their conviction in January. Elaine Brown joined him at the end of February, violating a federal order that she had agreed to, saying she'd stay away from the property. Recently, four supporters were arrested on federal charges for allegedly aiding the Browns avoid apprehension. It is still not clear how the Browns were finally arrested tonight, but the U.S. Marshals Service says it was a team of U.S. Marshals experts that spent months developing a plan for these arrests tonight, adding that they are glad no one was injured and that the community remained safe throughout the operation. We are still getting more information about the arrests of Ed and Elaine Brown, and we will bring that to you in just a few moments. Reporting live from the newsroom for now, Gene Mackin, WMUR News 9.
Okay, so you've got a whole crew of experts then that took months to design this plan, and that tells you that they had plans, informants, and active intelligence of what was going on in the house. Jeff in Canada, welcome to the program.
Good evening, Mike.
Good evening. So what's on your mind?
What does this tell you in your gut?
In what respect?
In terms of trust, in terms of when you think someone's got your back.
Yeah, you know, that's one of the things that in this movement that you have to really worry about. And I mean, they'd been pretty good at vetting folks, it seemed, but obviously there was at least one or probably more that managed to make their way in. I mean, there was some that, you know, he had encountered. One I recall him talking about a guy that had come up, and they knew quite obviously that he was, and the guy even had the audacity to call back the next day. And Ed just said, look, I know you're a Fed. And the guy says, well, yeah, basically. And then that game was up. And that may have been, you know, done on purpose to make them a little overconfident that they knew who was and who wasn't. I don't know. But this guy for, you know, if this was his job, if this is what he was getting paid for, and the fact that basically he's given life sentences or death sentences to two old people, and that their only crime was is they asked a question. And, you know, why, you know, and all the government had to do was show them the tax law. But instead, they you know, go in probably with guns drawn, probably wrestled two old people to the floor. And this is where they're at. And they're going to jail, going to be there for 5 years. Ed's 65 and Elaine's 66.
Have you ever, you may have visited somebody in jail, but have you ever had the misfortune to spend even an hour in a cell?
Never have.
Not a pleasant experience. I'm sure some of your listeners can relate.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that you can take comfort right now in the fact that Ed will be giving those guards a very rough time. You can
yeah,
bet on it.
Yeah, you know, I guess it's one thing, you know, we can look at. I just feel for both of them. They asked a question. Jeff, thanks for the call. They asked a simple question. Show me the law. If you'd like to join the conversation, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Gary in Tennessee will talk to you on the other side of the break. This is the Midnight Rider here on RBN.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team and their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Public Broadcasting Network. My name is Mike Chambers. If you are just joining us, and I know some just have, we're talking tonight at this juncture about Ed and Elaine Brown. They have been arrested by U.S. Marshals. They are in custody and have been evidently handed over to the Bureau of Prisons to begin serving a 63-month sentence for a conviction in a trial where they couldn't present their evidence. Ed and Disgust walked away from the trial. Elaine went back, was placed on a, basically on house arrest, stayed with her son for about a month. Finally realized, I'm done with this. I'm going home to my husband, and she did, where they had been since, Ed, I think this all started in January, if I remember right. I was looking at some archives of a program I did before this one. And if I remember right, I talked to Bill Miller on like the first weekend on a Friday night, and then I talked to them again on the phone on a Saturday. And to see, you know, and these were people that didn't have death wishes. Ed and Elaine, far from it. Was it February? Manny may have been. And they, you know, they had hopes, they had dreams, they had plans. And their mistake, they made two mistakes. They asked a question, show me the law. And two, they said no. They stood up and they had the audacity to say no. Gary in Tennessee, welcome to the program.
Hello?
Hello, Gary. How are you?
Oh, I didn't hear the buzz and the click that normally have when you come on the air. I smell a rat in this whole deal. I think there was an inside government mole that got the drop on them.
Oh, I think undoubtedly this thing stinks to high heavens.
That's my take on the thing. If I were the county judge, county prosecutor, and county sheriff, I'd be doing a little sweating for retribution.
Right.
On Rick Adams' show, there was a lady that was on that said we have to demand accountability. The only accountability you're going to get out of this government is a Bible and 50 feet of strong rope in one hand and a 12-gauge shotgun loaded with double-aught buck in the other. They picking us off one at a time. Hey, what's good for the goose is good for the gander, and that's all I got to say, because the black helicopters be circling here soon.
All right, thanks, Gary. I appreciate the call.
Talk to you later.
Talk to you later. You have a good night. You know, it's like you do where you want to retaliate in one breath, and then the next breath, as you start to think about it, you think, this is exactly what they want us to do. That's why people went up there, why there was a news conference held, to say, look, these people have asked a question. Just answer the damn question. But because this whole thing is a scam, and it's a fraud. I mean, look, this case in Vegas got absolutely no mainstream media coverage whatsoever. Same thing with Tommy Cryer's case. No coverage whatsoever. Mum's the word. Landmark decisions, cases where Joe Bannister, former IRS agent, has beat this scum time after time after time after time. Not any mainstream media coverage. No, shh, keep it quiet. Because the whole scam gets blown wide open. The people are being fleeced. This certainly didn't go the way that I had anticipated it going. I'm glad nobody's hurt. I really am. Whether it's Ed and Elaine or it's these guys that were ordered to go in and get them out. I'm glad of that. I'm more... You know, just looking at things right, you know, just on the surface, not having any real solid information, just speculation in my mind and others that, you know, that have called in this evening that we've talked to. There had to be somebody in that house that sold them out or that went in that house with the express purpose. You know, and what do we do now? You know, what do we do? I mean, do we get mad as hell? These people asked a question, show me the law. The government wouldn't ask the question or wouldn't answer the dadgum thing. Just mums the word. Oh, let's take you to trial. Answer the question. Is there a law? Problem is, in these courts, they won't even allow you to bring the law. Into the case. I mean, this is America, folks. This is what it's come to. I mean, heck, the mainstream media is more worried about Britney Spears and her kids than the state of the country. We'll sit and have hours and after hour after hour after hour of coverage of Britney Spears and Kevin Federline and their battle over their kids. And it doesn't mean a damn thing. But yet you get two sweet people sitting up there in New Hampshire who had the audacity to believe in the Constitution and to believe in the First Amendment, that they had a redress of grievances with their government, and they had the audacity to ask a question, and this is what they get in reply. Folks, it is seriously time to stop feeding this beast. This beast is nothing but a parasite that has sucked the best that we have to offer. It sucks our first fruits. Right now, they talk about it every year. A person has to work up until May of every year to pay their income tax debt. And then they have the whole system set up where you overpay, and everybody gets all excited like it's freaking Christmas because they get a refund. When the money was yours in the first place and should have never been taken from you. In most instances. And you begin to understand in a case like this tonight, where Ed and Lane Brown are in jail, going to serve 5 years in prison for asking a question. 65 and 66 years old, their life, their house gone, their business gone, all their assets seized, all their hard work for the year, over the years, they'll walk out as paupers if they don't die in jail. Split apart, possibly to never see each other again. For asking a question. Folks, this is not just about 9/11. It's not just about the big events. It's about the little things. It's about people. It's about individuals. It's about individuals seeking their own individual freedom. There ain't no freedom club out there that you can join. Oh, wow, I've got my freedom. I feel better now. There is no freedom club. These are people who decided that they would be free. Manny, I don't even know what jail they're in right now. They were handed over to the Bureau of Prisons, so we're going to find out what prison they've gone to. And I'm not going to have a chance to get into the court rulings or anything at this point in time, if they're even online and available to know where they would be sentenced to. If they were handed over to the Bureau of Prisons, they would be sent to the prisons that were set in the sentencing. And of course, and I would imagine they're federal prisons as opposed to state, since this was handled in a U.S. District Court. So we're going to have to wait until the morning to know that. Because I can guarantee you the marshal's office ain't going to give you any clue. They're going to be very, very quiet. They're not going to say anything. Because just as Kimberly said earlier, you know, they had a plan in there. They've had a number of informants that have been in and out of that house. Probably one there tonight that probably initiated the arrest, and everybody else came in. And Browns were hoodwinked. I'm sure. I'm positive of it. And are now sitting in jail. And the question is, are you mad? Is this the final straw for us, where we just finally say, this is enough of this crap? And we start letting these people know that we're done. We're done playing games with them. Ed in New Jersey, welcome to the program. You're on, sir.
Yes, thank you for taking my call.
My pleasure.
It's more to it than that. You know, they said, show me the law. And it's more to that. In other words, there's more to it than that. What happens is the Constitution says, and it's very important, that only gold and silver could be used for payments of debts. That's it. There's no mention of paper money. So therefore, you cannot discharge your debts with paper money. So therefore, the 16th Amendment, as far as it goes, you can erase that. Because like I say, and I mentioned this, John Stettenmiller and other people, and there was no arguments because it's in the Constitution. So I'd like to have your take on that.
Well, you know, the tax code, Section 861, says that unless you're doing business with federal companies, your profits come from overseas, that you don't have to pay the income tax. That's the tax code. But people go into court, Ed, and they're told that that argument's frivolous. I mean, you've got George W. Bush here saying that the Constitution's nothing but a GD piece of paper. You and I know what the Constitution says. We know what the law says. But the problem is we've got a little mafia that set themselves up in Washington, D.C., and in little fiefdoms around the country where they don't give a rat's butt what the law says and what the Constitution says. They're going to do what they damn well please, regardless of what we say, until we, in sufficient numbers, say no.
Well, I understand that. I'm 75 years old, and I've been in the light for quite a while. I've supported a lot of good people in the past. And the point is that you can't get through to these people. In fact, I belong to the Sons of America Revolution. And they know history, but I've been 31 years a member. But they don't learn from history. I'm trying to educate them. And it's very sad that, you know, you got people, their forefathers fought in 1776, and they just don't get it. You know what I mean? I mean, they don't seem to know anything much about the Constitution.
Well, the problem is that we didn't listen to what those founding fathers told us. They laid out the pitfalls for us. They said, look, this is what's going to happen if you're not vigilant, if you don't pay attention. We had them telling us. We had Dwight Eisenhower, who was thick as thieves with these idiots, tell us, watch out for the military-industrial complex. We got John Kennedy telling us to avoid secret societies, all this type of stuff. And we've been told for over 200 years of the pitfalls that will occur if we stop paying attention and stop being vigilant. And look what happened. We stopped being vigilant, got sucked up by I Love Lucy and Milton Berle, and it's just gotten worse from there.
Yes, when I went to school, for instance, there... we read in the morning out of the Bible. It was not preaching religion. It was just the Psalms. And there was no protest, no problems whatsoever. I went to a large school in New Jersey here, and we never had any problems. There was no protest as far as religion or practicing religion. And I remember when the Supreme Court decided the case about, the schools and so forth, and taking out the prayer and what have you out of the schools. I was riled up, and I tried to get people interested to, protest and what have you. Well, you can't do it. The same in New Jersey here. Before the 1970s, we had no income tax. We formed a little committee there with a bunch of us to go to Trenton, the state capital. Do you think that I could get anybody from my company or any friends of mine to go, I'm going to lose a day's pay. Well, what happened? The income tax passed, and they're losing more than a day's pay. You know,
right.
It's hard to motivate people, because they've got an excuse. You know what I mean? Whatever it is. They come back at you, and that seems to be it.
I heard a caller last night that said as long as he could get his steak and beer, he didn't care. Didn't care whatsoever.
No.
And that's the mood of people.
So I mean, I'm still in there plugging away. I've backed a lot of good people over in the past. In fact, Ron Paul, when he ran as a libertarian in the 80s, I supported. I was very active with Governor Wallace, who, by the way, stood up for states' rights. You know, a lot of people had misconceptions about him, but he stood up. That was the whole thing had to do with states' rights. The federal government coming in destroying states' rights. That's what desegregation was all about for the communist revolution and destroying state rights. Because now we're being formed in a North American Union, and all the minorities are going to be slaves, and these people don't get it. Sharptons and what have you like that, they all try to speak for the African Americans, so-called African Americans. And they're in on it themselves.
Of course they are.
Relations or what have you.
Yeah, I know. I've got to let you go here. We're coming up on a break. I appreciate the call. All right, 800-313-9443 if you want to jump in. This is the Midnight Rider. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Here on the Midnight Rider. My name is Mike Chambers here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. The show tonight being also simulcast on the TruthNet Radio Network. Glad everyone is with us. If you're just joining us on the program, Ed and Elaine Brown are in custody. They're in jail. They've been arrested. and are beginning to serve their 5-year prison sentence separately. And that happened earlier tonight around 7:45 Eastern Time. And news kind of got out, I guess, around, started breaking, I guess, around 10:30 Central. And so we're talking about it, getting your thoughts. I'm going to bring Josh Reeves, our guest, on at the top of the hour. We may or may not get into any of this, into the subject we want to talk about tonight. If not, we'll put it off for another time. But Dylan in Texas, welcome to the program. You're on the air, sir.
Thank you, and good evening. You're doing a fine job.
Thank you.
Ed and Elaine Brown are leaders. Believers like myself don't think of the Messiah's physical death on earth as making him a loser, and Ed and Elaine Brown are not losers. And the story needs to be told. I guess I'm coming from a point of philosophy here. I'm urging anyone. Yeah, anger can be a motivation. However, what I'm getting at is don't fall into a false paradigm here where we think that these people have lost. These people were asserting their liberty. The people who are losers, the people who are don't matter, is like that guy who said as long as he's got, and he did, and that sounded just like some Joe Blow working class guy. Imagine these people who are making over $1 million a year and $1 billion a year, you know. They really don't matter either because, you know, I mean, people like Ed and Elaine Brown matter, and you and I matter. I mean, a lot of us know that that could be Ed, you know, that could be our
sure.
our plight. That could be our slate tomorrow. I mean, you know, who knows? You know, so let's hold these people on a pedestal as leaders among men.
Well, I think too, Dylan, the thing that Ed and Elaine Brown have demonstrated for us is there's a price for freedom and a price to be paid for liberty. And they're paying that price. I mean, they're paying it in spades. They paid it for 9 months being holed up in their house, not able to leave. And Elaine wanted to go shopping, couldn't go shopping. You know, Ed wanting to build homes out of insulated concrete forms. He and I had a great conversation about it. Gave me websites to go through, and the last interview I did with him, we talked about it for 4 or 5 minutes at the end of the interview. And you could just hear these people, hear him just light up talking about this because it was a passion. It wasn't about, you know, theories and prognostications and issues and law. It was just two people sitting and talking. And these people had dreams and they had desires of what they want, you know, what they wanted to do for their retirement. And that's all been blown up because there's a price for freedom. And they paid that tonight.
They paid the price for my respect too, and thank you.
You're welcome, Dylan. Thanks for the call. All right, we're going to grab a quick break here. We'll be back around the corner in about 70 seconds. We're going to keep the lines open at 800-313-9443 if you want to join us.